This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 5th. Well, cattle markets had a big day yesterday, up strongly. After putting in a new low for this move over the last couple days, they snapped out of it with quite a bit of energy. This would lead me to think that we have found our low here. For live cattle, it was just the day prior, feeder cattle 2 days prior. But we got that one final jab to the downside that I thought would complete the formation. And the snapback yesterday, I think, confirms that we have found that low, that the formation is now complete. And we'll start another leg up that should at least take us halfway back from this big sell-off that we've had, if not a little bit more than that, over these next few weeks. So I do think we have found a bottom here, and we should have more energy to the upside. The cash trade so far this week, nothing going yet. Last week, of course, was down one on both the live fed trade and the dress trade. But the box beef was mixed yesterday. For once, we didn't have them both going down, but it was a pretty big disparity. We had the choice down 318. We're sitting at 289, but the select was up 32 cents at 265. So the spread dropped $3.50, and we're sitting at 2402. Movement was 103 loads. So now, of course, we've been keeping track of the number of days that box beef has been down. So now for the choice, it's been down 27 of the last 29 days, whereas select has been down 26 of the last 29 days. Choice has dropped $59 for a 17% move, and select has dropped $54, also a 17% move. The slaughter rate so far this week, we're sitting at 120,000 head. That is 1,000 more than a week ago and 4,000 more than a year ago. The feeder cattle index is down 119, so taking a fairly big hit there on the average. We're now sitting at 152.53. We're starting to see, and we have been for a while, but it's really picking up, the movement into the feedlots coming off the Southern Plains pastures. You know, the plains, they had pretty decent grazing conditions through most of the summer. And that absorbed a lot of the Northern Plains cattle from the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, that simply just ran out of grass and had no hay. Many of those cattle moved south into those pasture areas and did quite well. So now they're coming into the feedlots, as we saw from last month's cattle and feed report, that placements were heavier than expected at heavier weights than expected. So it wasn't the calves coming off the Northern Plains, it was the calves from the Northern Plains coming off the Central and Southern Plains, having put on good weight. So we're headed into the feedlots with a larger frame, heavier animals, and that's probably going to finish as a larger framed, you know, have more weight than normal as well. And that's probably going to be the case again for the month of September. And I think that's why we're seeing this feeder cattle index start to roll over here, that the cash market's obviously under some pressure because it is an index of the cash market. So, but again, as I've said many times, that's the situation right in front of us. And it'll take 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, 7, who knows, to work through all these numbers. But as you're working through them, the replacement numbers are going to be fairly tight. We might see an extension of placements this fall because it's drying down in the Southern Plains. So if you don't get good winter wheat establishment, you're not going to see the demand for grass calves for winter wheat grazing in the Southern Plains. And primarily that would be Oklahoma. But that, if that's the case, then we'll see the placements stay elevated through the month of October, and that keeps slaughter numbers high, you know, through February, March. So it might wait until spring, but at some point, you know, the market's going to start running into lower slaughter numbers. As far as replacement cattle, that would likely start happening in November, December. If you're going to see continued movement off of the pasture or little demand for winter wheat grazing, those calves will have to go into the feedlot. So there's still a lot of time that we have to work through before we really see the impact of the Northern Plains herd liquidation coming off of last year's West Coast and Southwest herd liquidation. The only major area, which is the biggest beef cattle area is Southern Plains, and they have largely avoided the dry conditions, surprisingly, that has just pummeled the West and the Northern Plains. Lord help us if that turns, you know, this dryness that's developing in the Southern and Central Plains, if that extends into next year, we see yet another round of herd liquidation, and this time it would be massive, because again, that's where most of your beef cattle reside, is in the Southern Plains. So it's going to take a while. You know, clearly we'll have to wait and see what kind of grazing conditions we have next spring, what kind of hay crop we get next summer, before you even start to think about retaining heifers. So that's a long way off before you really start to pummel the calves available to the feedlots. But for now, it's a matter of you just have a smaller herd. You're going to have a smaller calf crop again. And I think will be a driving force for the feedlots competing for these smaller numbers of calves for placing once we get past this fall run. So there's light at the end of this tunnel. Of course, it depends on weather. It depends on the economy. But all things aside, we are carving out some long-term lows, if you will, in the cattle market. I don't think we're there yet. I think we're going to get a correction to the upside here for a few weeks. Then we'll see another leg down. And that would be carving out the major low. And probably that would happen during the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.